Back in 2016, Christy's dad got very sick and had to have major heart surgery. It was the type of surgery where the doctors told the family to be prepared for an unfavorable outcome. Everyone was concerned. We were troubled. We were uneasy. So the night before the surgery, all the family was in the hospital room with Christy's dad, Terry. All the daughters, sons-in-law, grandkids. And when it was finally time to say goodnight, Terry said he wanted to speak to his wife and his daughters, all alone. And he spoke to them in the most tender of words. He spoke to them to try to give them some sense of peace with whatever the outcome would be of his surgery. You know, I didn't hear those words myself, but I know for a fact that those words had immeasurable impact on my wife, her two sisters, and her mother. In John chapter 14, in a similar way, the Lord, our older brother, speaks words of comfort and peace to his disciples and to us as he's about to leave his disciples physically. And in speaking to them and to us, he gives us true help for troubled hearts. He gives them major truths that alleviate anxiety in our own lives. And I pray that you'll join us over the next week as we unfold these truths for us. When you pray, please remember John Rigueiras, our missionary in Portugal. And also remember the Guarani LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Bolivia.